This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. We will start in China, where two reports this morning signal bad news ahead for the world's second largest economy. Factory output grew at the slowest pace in 3 years last month, and retail sales fell. Adolfo Laurenti is chief economist at Mesirow Financial, deputy chief economist, rather. He's with us live from Chicago. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Adolfo, I guess, this is more evidence of a slowdown, which we knew was happening, but perhaps it's a bigger slowdown now than people first thought.
Yeah, that really shows that the Chinese economy continued to abate, and we knew that there were some troubles over there, but clearly these might be a little bit broader than we were originally expecting. I really think there are two implications here. First of all, China is so integrated in the global economy and international market flows that it cannot really escape the economic troubles that we are seeing in Europe and in the U.S. And second, if that is the case, probably China will not come to the rescue of the more advanced economies as many were hoping for.
And Adolfo, do you think that this kind of thing is going to have an impact on us here in the United States?
There will be some implication. The numbers we have seen today for international trade were positive, but we were really hoping to see more growth in Asia and in China in particular to help our economy, and that clearly will not happen.
Well, quickly, Adolfo, I want to get your thoughts on one more thing. We've talked about Europe, and I saw that the shares there have reached a five-month high despite all of the concerns.
Well, I think markets are really expecting the European Central Bank President Draghi to promise on his promises to step in and help Italy, Spain, and the other countries in troubles. There have been an ongoing struggle between Germany, who was calling for more austerity, and the other countries seeking for a more balanced approach. And I really think that the German hand is weakening here, and probably will see some action by the European Central Bank to help. So markets are responding to that expectation.
Adolfo Laurenti, deputy chief economist with Mesirow Financial.